The opinions expressed in Devil's Advocate are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. My name is Izzy.
I'm Claire.
And this is season 2 of Devil's Advocate.
Guess who's back? Back again. Why are
you supposed to join it? And then we roll the intro music.
In a world full of Reddit drama,
only two voices dare to defend the indefensible.
Welcome to Devil's Advocate.
I'll be the mediator today. We're going to read an Am I the A-hole story, and we'll start with the title and decide who will be the angel and the devil. No matter what or how our opinions change, we have to stick with our roles. Afterward, we'll reveal what Reddit has to say.
Yes.
How you guys feel about season 2?
I'm hyped.
Are you?
Yes.
I'm super excited to be here. Guys.
Where's the energy?
So how was everyone's winter break?
It was great. I did nothing.
It was a little too long for me.
Kind of chutted around.
Yeah.
Well, I worked a lot, so I'd say I was productive.
I worked
good
like,
for you, Louisa.
I worked like 1 week. That's it.
I worked every week.
I didn't work that much either. Anywho, shall we get started?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the title of the story?
Okay. Okay, the first story is, am I the a-hole for making my nephew cry because I told him he's not talented at video games?
No.
Why? Why not?
You're not the a-hole. Because sometimes kids need to hear the truth.
I agree. What do you think, Claire?
I think they are the a-hole, I guess.
Why?
Because, you know, he's a child. He shouldn't be faced with reality yet. Because reality can be depressing.
I guess that's true.
Should be given the dream world.
Put it on them sooner. Make them learn quicker.
Rip off the band-aid.
Push them in the water.
Oh. What kids are you not seeing
those videos? Let them learn how to swim. They like infants.
Like babies. Oh. They like throw them in the water.
No, I don't get baby like, videos on my feed because I hate
that
children.
That video of the girl. She's like, yeah, come on in. And then she pushes him. You know the video I'm talking about? And her face like changes.
Yeah, like it's like come. Yeah. And then just watches the.
That seems like the kind of job you'd like to have.
What the hellie?
Okay.
Should I read the story now?
Yes.
Yeah?
Just.
Yeah? Okay.
Just.
My sister and her son, 8 years old, stay at my house for the weekend. My nephew loves video games, but he's very bad at them. He play my console and he lose every time. When he lose, he scream, throw my console.
What the heck? Oh, Who wrote this?
Throw my controller. And say the game is cheating. My sister just laugh and say
how old is this Reddit
he is
writer?
Just competitive. He is so talented for his age.
Louisa's dying over here.
Keep going.
Yesterday he almost break my controller, my expensive controller. I took it from him and told him, you are not talented. You are just loud. If you don't know how to lose, you don't play anymore. He started crying very loud. My sister is angry now. She say I destroyed his confidence and that I am cruel to the child. She say I should apologize and tell him he is a great player. I refuse. I think kids need to know the truth. Am I the a-hole?
So I'm the devil.
Give
right?
her a minute.
Yeah. So thoughts? opinions?
Yes, I think they are the a-hole.
Why?
He take because my controller.
This poor kid is suffering from probably
stupid uncle syndrome. Sorry.
This entire episode is just Louisa wheezing.
Oh my god.
Sorry. I'll be quiet until it's my turn.
Please.
Yeah, this kid should be, you know, instead of being put down, he should be supported so he doesn't feel insecure.
Put down?
Yeah, the guy like wants to take the controller away from him and everything, right?
Yeah. He'd take controller.
Yeah. So he should, instead he should be like, this is how you do it. I'll show you how to do it. So that way the kid won't be crying and pissing him off, you know?
Okay. No, sorry. I understand. I understand that. I totally agree. I mean, you could be nicer to the kid. It's just a kid. Louisa?
He's just a babe.
He's just a jit.
Just a babe. Okay, I think his approach was a little harsh. He didn't have to say, you suck, you're untalented. But if he's breaking his controllers, breaking his consoles, Loki, get him off that game. Like, he wouldn't be playing my stuff either. Because that's expensive. And he said, my more expensive controller. And this, like, Jit is just playing and breaking it because he doesn't get the game. And he's not talented. So, like, maybe give him, like, a cheaper one to play with so he can learn. And then when he gets more skill, he can play.
So, you're supporting him?
Yeah. I said that from the beginning.
Wait.
The person is asking if they're the a-hole for yelling at the kid.
And you said he is a-hole.
I'm saying he's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because I'd probably do the same thing.
I hate when kids, like, destroy things.
I mean, I have a lot of cousins, little cousins, so I'm used to, like, having to take care of them at family events. And I feel like I just try to avoid them going to their parents and crying because I know for a fact their parents are, like, looking at me to be the one to watch them so that they don't have to, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like that's so stupid, though. Because I grew up with, like, because I'm the oldest out of the cousins. Like, me and my brother are the oldest. But, like, we had to take care of them. But that was so annoying when it's like, and you're in charge of them? So if they run away, that's on you. No, I'm sorry. Your kid. That's not mine.
I mean, I've never been in that position where they would, like, get mad at me or anything. But I would always just be like, hey, listen, just do what you want. You know, if the controller isn't working for you, I'll find you a new one. Or if whatever, I'll show you how to do it. Because to me, it's just like, I don't want to put up with them.
You're so patient and kind.
You're a better person than
I am. You're so patient.
No, when my cousins would come over and we had 4 Nintendo controllers, there was one that had, like, drift on it and it was just broken. And I would always give it to my cousin because she was so annoying. And she wouldn't play. She would just, like, be watching, thinking she was playing. And I'm like, no, yeah, you're doing great.
Oh my god, that's what we used to do, because you know how Mario Kart is like 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's 9 of us.
So we just be pretending to play?
We would give the empty, because we had extra controllers, we would give the empty ones without batteries to the younger kid. Oh my god.
So moral of the story, I think that they are correct, because I probably yelled that kid too.
So moral of the story, do we think that they... What's the verdict?
I would say...
I fed my piece.
Me too.
So we think that they're not the a-hole? Too. We think they're not the a-hole?
You're convinced?
They're convinced? Yeah. Okay. Let's see what the comments...
I mean, whoa! I bet that they are the a-hole.
I knew you were not watching.
This better not be edited to make me look like I said I agreed to that.
So are you going to say something else?
I think they are the a-hole, yeah. I mean, they should not be treating their own blood family like that.
Blood over water. Right?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay, wait. Let me read the comments.
Yeah, what did they say?
There's comments, but there's no, like, you know, at the top of the thing where it says, like, Reddit decides that you are the a-hole. Most people are saying that they are the a-hole. They're like, one person goes, I'm not going to call an 8-year-old an a-hole.
I would.
Your nephew's being bratty and your sister's making it worse and not being a good parent here.
Oh.
However, your response was unnecessary. How talented your nephew at video games is irrelevant. Even talented or skilled people fail sometimes. What your nephew needs to understand is how to behave when you don't get your way or when you lose at something.
Facts.
Okay. Should that conclude our episode?
That's
I mean,
the
our
episode.
Story. Sorry.
Okay, moving on to the next one. Okay. The next story is, am I the a-hole for locking myself in my room for being depressed and not helping my 9-year-old cousin buy V-Bucks on Fortnite?
Claire's... depressed. Add dramatic effect, guys.
Sound effect.
I'm gonna
can you read it one more time?
Am I the a-hole for locking myself in my room for being depressed and not helping my 9-year-old cousin buy V-Bucks on Fortnite?
I'm gonna say they're not the a-hole. I'm sorry.
Okay, I guess I have to go
Claire
there.
Claire says
A-hole.
They're not.
Louisa says they are. Lock it. Your cousin needs V-Bucks. Lock it.
So, initial thoughts?
Okay, well, you know what? When it comes down to it, and your 9-year-old cousin needs V-Bucks for Fortnite, you gotta get out of your bed. You gotta take a shower. You gotta eat some dinner. You gotta show him how to get V-Bucks. You gotta buy them V-Bucks at that point. If you're depressed, where's the money going anyway? Give it to your 9-year-old cousin. Claire, over to you if you'd like to take it from there.
Well, I understand everyone needs a mental break sometimes. And, you know, like, you can't... Not everyone can expect you to cater to their needs, especially if it's for V-Bucks. Like, are you kidding?
Lock in.
Like, so and also, important. Where's your cousin's mom? Why are you supposed to be buying your cousin V-Bucks when you're depressed and the mom isn't there?
Why does no one care that you're depressed?
Yeah. Like,
hello? Because V-Bucks are more important.
V-Bucks cure your depression.
Yeah, surely a couple rounds of Fortnite with the little bro is going to cure
with
him.
With the jet.
But what if he's really bad with the controller?
Oh. Then break it.
What if he's really bad with the
controller? Take it away from him,
well,
my expensive
as we
controller.
From last story, he's got a talent to go with the controller.
Everyone said that he was the a-hole, though.
Oh, we're not in singing anymore.
Anyway.
That was the story, isn't it?
Okay, so the story. My 9-year-old cousin plays Fortnite. You get that?
Him. Oh, heard it loud and clear.
Almost every day he asked me to come to his house, which is next door, to borrow
so
my
you're a lazy child.
To borrow my credit card in order to buy V-Bucks on Fortnite. His mother, also my cousin, gives me the money.
Wait.
So there's the mom for you.
Wait.
Hold on. His mother, also my cousin, gives me the money.
Oh, so it's not even this cousin isn't even like his cousin, it's like second cousin.
It's like the cousin's son.
It's like, yeah. So that's not even like your cousin. That's like your second cousin or your third
that's
cousin.
Like, that's like, you know when they do that like second cousin twice removed
just
shit?
Shut the hell up.
She's not very tech savvy. Anyway, today I was feeling depressed for personal reasons, so I locked myself in the room, shut the windows, and I didn't want to see anybody.
Cause tonight will be the night I will fall for you. Sorry, go on.
After a while, everyone comes banging on my door and a window. And wait, what? Everyone comes banging on my door and window and calling my cell every 2 minutes for about an hour.
Oh, Loki, I would crash out. I would Loki crash out.
Saying he is crying and telling me to go over there. I remained silent, not even saying a word or picking up the phone. At the end,
as you should.
At the end, I hear my aunt, his grandmother, shout that she would never receive any of my packages that I order online anymore when I'm out working.
So random.
What? Yeah. Holy threat.
Is it too much to be left alone when I need to?
You won't.
Some people just need to take a hint. Mm-hmm. If I'm not answering or coming out, maybe that's because I can't right now. Can't they wait? Banging on my window and door constantly while I'm just trying to cry in peace is huge disrespect.
Yeah, Louisa, how are you going to argue this one?
Got my life in two pieces.
This is my last resort. Suffocation. No feeling. Sorry. So sorry.
Oh, she knows all the lyrics.
Claire, I'm going to short things off for us.
So. Yes.
Gladly.
So, first of all,
so excited.
Your family can't take a freaking hint.
No.
That you want to be left alone for one day.
Why'd you look at me?
Because I'm arguing against you.
Because you're like, because you want to be left alone for the.
People are like, yo.
So, anywho, yeah. Why can't your family leave you alone for one day? Like, you can't pay for your own child's V-Bucks?
His mom is paying, though.
No.
I'm so confused.
No. She said. Okay, he said that his nephew comes over to use his card to pay the V-Bucks, but his mom, like, wires him the money. So, like, there's really no real reason for him to be coming from his card.
Like, he does this every day, he said?
You just can't load enough V-Bucks on there.
Yeah, you can't wait, like, what, 24 hours to not play Fortnite again?
Okay,
personally, I can't do that. I've never played
Fortnite. Okay, that kid has, like, that's an iPad kid right there. And I despise iPad kids.
I think he should just, like, be taught to learn how to save the V-Bucks. Exactly. What could you possibly be buying every single day on Fortnite?
And why is your mom paying that much money?
Robert knows.
The slow head turn.
Louisa?
Oh, my turn? Okay. Well, seeing as though he really is not the a-hole in the situation, but I said he was because you claimed it first, I'm going to go with, you know, sometimes you got to put family first. Sometimes you got to wipe those tears and save face for the little jits. Sometimes you got to buy the V-Bucks.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to buy the V-Bucks.
You should just teach him how to buy the V-Bucks, though.
Facts.
Thank you, Izzy.
But maybe it's just like...
Like, so he can use his mom's credit card. Like,
do we hear father figure in the story?
Okay.
Oh, are you saying that he has daddy issues?
I'm saying he has daddy issues.
So he goes to his cousin?
Second cousin twice removed.
Why is this cousin like...
This cousin is like his... I don't know why he's calling him his cousin, though, because is that not his nephew?
No. Like, nephew... It's like second cousin. Second cousin or third cousin.
Okay, but, okay, can we not question, like, why are they living next to each other? Like, actually right next door. Is that not weird? Also,
can you imagine, like, the modern family?
Wait. It's first cousin once removed.
Thanks, Claire.
Welcome.
Can you imagine, like, the one day you're not, like, feeling up to it, and your entire extended family is like, get a V-Bucks! Buy us a V-Bucks!
And the grandma's threatening you? Like, what?
Yeah, like,
I'm not gonna pick up your ugly packages!
Like, instead of saying, like, no dinner for you tonight, it's, I'm not gonna accept your packages? Are you kidding? No dinner for you!
Star!
I'm not accepting your DoorDash!
Like, maybe, instead of focusing on the nephew's V-Bucks, maybe focus on your other child's mental health.
Oh, he's locking himself in a room. Like, what?
But also, like, why aren't we teaching this kid anything? Like, he's just like, give me V-Bucks right now.
Like, I'm from these two stories, I feel like we need to be teaching our children something because.
I agree.
You agree?
I agree.
Yeah. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
just kidding. I don't agree. This guy should put his family first and stop thinking about himself.
I gotta put me first.
The amount of references drops in this episode.
Brain rot central, bruh.
So, have we come to a conclusion?
Well,
yes.
Jizz.
No.
Jizz. So, Claire, you wouldn't want to buy V-Bucks for your kid.
I never said that. I said, in this context specifically, if I was constantly helping him every single day and I was getting bothered, it'd make me not want to go out even more.
Just leave the credit card there, twin.
Yeah, exactly.
But the only thing I don't understand, if the mom is like sending him the money anyways, just put it on the mom's card.
They said that they're not very tech savvy, but also teach the
in the
mom.
Big 2026. When was this posted?
5 years ago. In the big 21.
People will still learning.
Like, fresh out of COVID, you're just crying Apple because Park. Everyone's dying of COVID. And okay, your freaking like, jit nephew's like, buy me V-Bucks! Hey! I need V-Bucks!
I feel like when COVID, after COVID hit, like, 2021, 2022, I feel like everyone just, like, reset. Like, why did no one know how to do anything?
Oh, facts. Yeah. I think this kid got, like, obsessed with Fortnite during COVID and just couldn't go one day without it. So
can't put down, look up.
To bother his poor first cousin once removed, like, every single day just to play and buy.
Like, V-Bucks.
You can play Fortnite without buying V-Bucks, right?
Yeah, it's free.
Yeah.
He just wants the skin. But that's what I'm not understanding. Like, how many things in the shop are there every day? Does it change every day?
And, like, why can't you handle him? Why is he crying like crazy? Why can't you, like, why can't the mom just be like, it's okay, sweetie, tomorrow?
Yeah, right?
I mean, unless...
I guess after the pandemic.
This is so unjustifiable.
This is so first world problems. Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me read some comments. A lot of them are saying that he's not the a-hole. One says... Not the a-hole at all. Oh my god, I'd be so pissed. You absolutely aren't responsible for buying his stuff. Your cousin can go get that Visa gift card and give him that. No need to have you as the middleman. You're totally entitled to alone time and you shouldn't be harassed just so a freaking 9-year-old can purchase stuff for a stupid video game.
Fortnite's not stupid!
Scrolls on reels.
I'm actually looking at more stories, so not reals. Not that degen, bro.
Jesus! Not the a-hole at all. If you want some time for yourself, then that shouldn't be a problem.
Not the one nor the two.
Your cousin can do that one day without buying V-Bucks.
Facts.
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 Facts. So Reddit thinks that they're not the a-hole.
That's a wrap for this episode of Devil's Advocate.
Follow us on Instagram at TeamUDevil'sAdvocate for more.
Catch the next episode of Devil's Advocate Weekly. Until next time,
bye! Bye.